Welcome into An Acquired Taste. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about why this podcast is called An Acquired Taste. I'm going to do it around the theme of why being overly polite can actually be a detriment to what you're trying to accomplish. So let me take a step back. So a few months ago now, a very good friend of mine referred to me as an acquired taste. Now, if you know me at all, that's an incredibly apt description because I tend to be very candid. I tend to lead with how I feel. I am very comfortable letting people know what I think or my opinions about things. And so that doesn't always go over so well. So as she referred to me as an acquired taste, I 100% stole that and decided to name this podcast with that name because undoubtedly I'm going to say some things that are going to rub people the wrong way. But I want to go back to this idea of politeness as something that holds us back. Now, there are regional differences to this. And what I mean by regional differences are I grew up outside of Baltimore, Maryland. You can tell that I did because I just said Baltimore with a D and not a T. So that's a tell for anybody who doesn't know that you're from Baltimore. And there we kind of get straight to the point. Mid-Atlantic is kind of, hey, what do you got? What do you need? Let's get this done and we're moving on. It's not rude. It's just a cultural kind of regional difference. When I moved to Atlanta, almost 20 years ago, I had to adjust because that was still kind of the way that I operated. And to say it was less than popular would be overly kind. It took an adjustment period and I had to get used to it. And I did over time. I'm okay with it. I can operate that way. I'm functional in my business relationships and my personal relationships with that being the standard, but I did have to get used to it. I also think that there are some kind of market or sector differences between different types of business, different lines of business. I find that my friends that are in real estate or banking tend to be very kind of gracious and accommodating and easing into kind of business conversations, as an example. Very slow to criticize, very slow to be pointed. Not to say that they don't have a perspective, but they just have a different way of operating. So it's been interesting to watch. My friends in tech kind of the other way around, which is it's a little bit more to the point. It's a little more antiseptic. It's a little bit transactional. And so you will probably recognize those differences in your own kind of life and profession. But one thing that I still struggle with and I've never quite come to grips with is that we have in kind of communities, let's call them startup communities, business communities, ecosystems, sometimes we have a proclivity to be overly polite and not be willing to have tough conversations, not be willing to have or offer constructive criticism. It's easier to just talk about how everybody is so great and they're doing such a good job and what they're doing is so important and needed. And we don't necessarily get to the tough parts of those conversations. So why does that matter? To me, you know, scrutiny, constructive criticism is healthy. The lack of that, I think, is unhealthy. It's just that simple. If we're not willing to look at ourselves, if we're not willing to take on that criticism, are we really growing? Are we developing? Are we doing the best job in whatever it is that we do that we possibly can? I also think it's an excuse for bad behavior. People not living up to their expectations, people not being good stewards of resources, people not being accountable to themselves, to other people. And without that kind of scrutiny, without that dialogue, without that, you know, constructive criticism, frankly speaking, that bad behavior goes unchecked. Here's the flip side of it. I think as I have been, let's say, the messenger on some of those critical conversations, on some of those criticisms, it's easy to dismiss the message because of the way the message was delivered. I am not the most tactful human being. Again, if you know me, that's going to probably make you laugh because, yeah, obviously, I'm not. It's not one of my strong suits. It's something I've always struggled with. And frankly speaking, I can deliver criticisms in delicate ways, I think is the nice way to say it. It's not on purpose. It's not trying to be mean, not trying to be rude or a jerk. It's just my delivery, frankly speaking, kind of terrible sometimes. But that doesn't mean what I'm saying is untrue or not valuable. And I think that's a big part of what I hope people take away from this point of view. Decorum and being constructive in that dialogue is important. It can't be an excuse, though, to avoid difficult conversations. Being critical doesn't mean being nasty. Being critical doesn't mean being aggressive. Being critical means being critical. And through that criticism and through that effort, hopefully constructive, we come out the other end, hopefully better off. But you need to be accountable for those criticisms. If you're going to say it out loud, you need to stand by it. And you also need to be willing to have face-to-face criticism. Otherwise, it's just kind of gossip, and it's not really helpful. And so what are you willing to say to somebody's face versus what are you willing to say about someone or about something not to their face? That, to me, has always been my check. Am I saying something to somebody in private that I would not repeat to that person's face? Probably shouldn't say it. Now, have I made that mistake? Have I done that? Sure. Guilty, right? Guilty of the gossip, guilty of kind of those, you know, whispering type of conversations. But they're not really helpful. And frankly speaking, that's not the better version of myself. It's certainly not the more helpful version of myself. And you want to avoid that, right? That's just the way it is. But I do worry that at times, and in certain circumstances, we run the risk of dying of politeness. We are too afraid, too unwilling. It's too dangerous. It's too controversial. It's too, you know, wrought with potholes that we're not even willing to do it. And I think that's something we have to challenge ourselves. We need to be able to call balls and strikes. We need to be able to do it in a constructive way. And we need to do it consistently. And wherever possible, we need to do it in the most open forum that you can possibly find. Me having a conversation with somebody about another entity or another thing or another effort and being overly critical about it isn't super helpful. Having a conversation with the people that are responsible for that effort or responsible for those actions, that has to be the mode. That has to be the outlet. Otherwise, none of that is constructive. So there's a balance here. Not trying to be rude, not trying to be provocative. This is not the place for hot takes. This is not the place to get somebody to listen to a podcast they wouldn't normally listen to. This is the place to be very honest with yourself and be very honest in your reaction to criticism when you're receiving it. Because that's the other part of this, which is we're not always going to hear what we want to hear, but sometimes we're going to hear what we need to hear. And to me, that's where the real value comes in. So let's not die of politeness. Let's all be nice. Let's all be helpful. But let's all be honest with each other and accountable to ourselves and to each other. Thanks very much for tuning in. Let me know what you think. Tell me where I got it wrong. See you soon.